Nolan Ring had a first-period assist, then supplied the eventual game-winner early in the second stanza, to help send the Timmins Rock on their way to a 5-2 triumph over the Powassan Voodoos Saturday in the sixth contest of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East Division Final, held at the Powassan Sportsplex. This evens the best-of-seven set 3-3, sending it to a seventh and deciding game Tuesday at McIntyre Arena in Timmins at 7:30 p.m., which will also be broadcast on FLOHockey.tv. In a series that had seen the visiting team win each of the first five outings, the trend continued on this night as the guests gained the upper hand early in this one. They broke out in numbers and saw Ryan Armitage dash down the left wing and put a play in front that hit the skate of a Voodoos defender and slide into the open net on Powassan starter Daniel Diracolo. Going to the man advantage moments later, Timmins converted to go up by a pair with some quick work that saw Liam Wells steer in a ring cross crease pass at 3:04. The home side had an extended power play to try and cut into the deficit, however they could not solve Rock netminder Patrick Boivin during that opportunity. They did however get on the board in the final moments of the session when the Voodoo's Alexander Case flipped the puck out from deep in his own zone and saw Reese Smetham outwork a Timmins defenseman, then dart in and snap a shot over the blocker of Boivin at 19:51. Action in the second stanza saw the Rock connect in the first minute as Ring tucked in a backhand off a Lucas Lowe attempt. Getting that back quickly, Tucker Shields guided in a right point pass from Mason Rotundo for his fourth of the playoffs. Up a skater late in the period, Timmins went up 4-2 after 40 minutes when Mason Sverich whipped a shot from the left side that flew by the blocker of a screened Diracolo. Picking up a third-man advantage marker on the night, saw the Rock add to their edge with 3:10 remaining as Harry Clark buried one from the top of the crease to help send it back to Timmins Tuesday for the decider.